WABD Mobile.
Good morning, Wally. You've been busy on the training certs, I see. Yeah, I'm not sure about the other OXCOM classes, but the one that they may come here, I think it's, I think you got the ICS classes for those 200, 100, 700, 800. So I think that's the prereqs right there. You have to have the general license if you want to be deployed out of county. If you're just going to be deployed in county, you just have to do the other class, and you do not have to do the task book. Yeah, I've been taking practice test anyway. It's getting really close. But I wouldn't do it for OXCOM. I'm good with getting the OXC for Macomb County. And one of these days, if I end up in Washtenaw County, same thing. I don't necessarily need the statewide deployment, but I know other opinions differ on that. So if you want statewide deployment, you got to finish their task book, and then you also have to be a general. And, you know, that's fine. I understand that.
Yeah. Well, I just think basically if anything does happen, they're going to call us, we're going to call them, you know, any type of significant event. Let's face it, we're set up pretty good as a county without us, this is my view, with enough resources to handle it without us, you know, where will we call this if things get bigger than we are? By we are, I mean the county or the state. Then they'll start getting. I'm going to ask you, what does 5-3 mean? I was looking at the thing this morning. What does 5-3 mean?
Yeah, John and I have a little disagreement on that. Basically, it means DMR quad. It was the requirement back during the Dream Cruise that we checked out on 5-3, Thought Group 5-3. So really, it's a subcategory of DMR capable. And, yeah, we'll work on that. But basically, DMR. Like, for example, I gave Tom, he got Fusion now. I kicked off Fusion for Tom because he's got that now.
Yeah, I got one too. I don't use it. I got an FTD5. And with basically for Fusion, anything this side of the state, that's all you need is a handy talkie because that's got some pretty powerful presence like this one does.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you've got the capability, even if you don't use it regularly, but you have the capability, it's good to keep record of that. So I'll check that box off on yours as well for Sunday. Either you or Tom, but I talked to a tech over at the Cisco place, and yeah, if one of you guys wouldn't mind testing my sidecar, all you got to do is plug it in and it should light up. If it lights up, then we know what's wrong. If it doesn't light up, then we know it's a bad sidecar.
Yeah, just grab it to me. Oh, it's easy enough to do. Only takes like 5 seconds. You don't even have to hook it up. Just grab a little wire and plug it in, see what happens. I thought I heard somebody else in there saw some other digits. Go ahead, WBD.
November 8 X-ray. Go ahead.
XZ.
I'm sorry, I keyed the mic right when you started talking, and all I got was Z when I unkeyed it. Can you go again, please, Wally?
Oh, you're there. I said go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. I know what my problem is. Hold on here. I'll be right back. My antenna is inside my car. I'll be right back because I took it to the car wash yesterday.
Hey, go while he's fixing that, go ahead, Ron. Go for a turn there.
Why, thank you. Is this Tim?
Yes, sir. NAWRO from Richmond.
Fine business. I'm actually radioactive on this digital mode now, so me. I also took the car to the car wash yesterday, but sadly my car doesn't have any good antenna at the moment. I'm kind of waiting for my next car to do that.
I should be more better. I put my antenna outside where it belongs instead of on the floor.
Well, I like it.
You were all, though, and that still says something there. And, Ron, looking at the dashboard, you're coming in good. You're well below 100. Everybody's coming in good. Ron, your audio is a little light, a little soft, but nevertheless, your signal's good. And you guys are brave for going through car wash. Mine's all dirty. I just didn't want to go through with this bitter cold weather, but I'm going to have to break down and do it. Over to Ron.
I'm on a new radio, so I'm going to dive into the menu and try and turn the mic gain up.
Don't do that.
Why not?
Because the worst thing you could do on digital DMR is turn the mic gain up. You're fine.
I defer to Wally. You're perfectly readable.
DMR is very unforgiving when you turn the mic gain up.
I guess that's okay. I'm not finding it anyway.
That's all for the better. So, yeah, there's so many of them that talk on this thing that just overmodulate. I just want to reach for the microphone and strangle them. It took me a long time to get Tom, KJO, down. I think I ended up setting his mic gain at like negative 10 or something like that because he talks so loud. Yeah, it's fine. Just talk soft, normal voice, blah, 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 and it works fine.
But now, wait a minute, Wally, which one are you on? Because you said you had auto-leveling on. And when you have auto-leveling on, you can't really tell. I don't, and there's a big difference between you and Ron. Nevertheless, Ron, again, you're perfectly readable. No worries on it. Over to Ron and Wally, comment when it comes around.
Not just I like having stairs.
Something went wrong there. Weird. How was he on the dashboard? You were saying different audio levels. Who's loud? Who's...
Hey, Ron, in the last two, you just went above 120 on the RSSI, so that's why it cut out. Prior to that, all your transmissions have been fine. They've been down to 100. I don't know why. And Wally, you're loud, and Ron is soft. And I do not have auto leveling on the Kinect systems. Over to Ron. Try again.
Oh, this is November 8 X-Ray Zulu on Clear Radio, and I will this one to switch on Black Radio, and we'll see on my next go-around.
Okay, well, I can bring this one and turn it down then. Yeah, that's, you know how I am when it comes to audio, and if I'm guilty of it, thanks for telling me. It will be fixed, like, before the day is out.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Got you in there, John. Ron, that last one was right on the threshold as well. So when you comes around to you after John, I'll just try it again with the other one. John, what do you say on who's doing what here audio-wise? Because I don't think Wally's is bad. It's just great for me. But you might have auto-leveling as well. N-8-W-R-O over to K-E-A-W-U-O. I didn't send it to Ron.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt here, guys, but no, I think Wally and Tim have comparable audio levels, but for Ron, I have to turn my volume all the way up to hear him. So I think, Wally, you're good, but if you do have audio leveling on, then that might be why you're hearing Ron quite well, but I do have to turn my volume all the way up to hear Ron, But I defer to you still, Wally. I'll step out. Over to Ron, K-E-A-W-U-O.
This is November 8 X-Ray Zulu on the Black Radio.
O-U-A-T-A-P.
Was I different? Did I sound better?
Yeah, that was much better on that radio. So, a night and day difference. I think, Eric, we got you in there. How about you go ahead and make one, W-8-E-A-P from N-8-W-R-O. Send it over to Wally.
Yeah, no problem. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I thought I would just key up and give another audio comparison, another reference point for audio comparison. And I think usually when I talk out here, everyone says I'm just about right at the good sweet spot there. So, all right, just wanted to throw that in there. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, see, there I can hear your breath that type of thing. So to me, it was a tad hot, but what do I know? And I'm not sure. I haven't touched this radio. I'm driving my personal truck today, and I haven't touched this one in a long time, so I don't know where the settings are. So anyways, it's fine. Like I said, if everything's right, well, according to Wally, EMR is nice. It just doesn't like hot, you know, and it doesn't like 121, you know, things of that nature. So, but if you get everything below that magic number and you get everything right, I like it. It's a nice protocol to talk on. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I concur with all that. And Eric, you had, I don't know what it's worth, but you had the lowest RSSI of us all at 86. And then, Ron, that second radio you had was much better on the dashboard as well as, you know, I don't know, hearable audio, I guess. So there's that. I'm going to make this my last, guys, jump back into some paperwork here. NAWRO, over to you, Ron. I'll be clear. Listening out.
This is November 8, X-Ray Zulu, back on the clear radio with a digital mic gain setting of 5.
Okay, and I just fixed my RSSI. I turned my radio up to 40 watts. All right, I'm stepping out. Tim, before you totally disappear, tell me how much it dropped my, how much better it made my signal rating. So I'm going to step out. And I'll hand it to Ron. And I'll hand it to Tim, so I'm going to hand it to Ron. I got to go put the dog out. I'm in the driveway idling. I'm wasting fuel.
NAWRO, Ron, I like that adjustment you made. That looks good. Wally, I'm waiting for you to drop in on the dashboard. There you are. Yeah, you're under 100. You're 98. And Eric, where were you at? Yeah, you're really low there. So, Ron, good adjustment on that last one. I'm going to... nice KSO, Wally. We'll talk later. I'll turn it over to Eric, but I will step out. NAWRO, I'll be clear. Go ahead, Eric, and then send it to Ron to sign.
Very good. So I guess the lower numbers are better then. I talk at just a normal level, about 4 inches away from the mic, and that way if I'm a little hot, I could, you know, back it off a little or bring it a little bit closer. But anyhow, I guess lower the numbers, the better. I'm just in a makeshift base station here, hidden in Shelby Township. I think I hit this repeater and the one in Detroit look exactly the same. Anyhow, I'm going to jump out of here and grab something to eat. I just wanted to say hi to everybody and give you another audio reference. So I forgot who's got it next. I think it's Ron. Anyhow, WADAP.
This is November X-Ray Zulu, which I don't have to say on visual, do I? Anyway, WADAP, thank you for that. I appreciate the feedback. And I think I should probably follow suit and start getting ready for my next activities, because it's 12:20 already, and the day is getting away from me. I would send it to Wally, but I think he left, and I don't know, Tim, we're leaving, so I guess back to you.
No, I'm here, stepping out. WB, you guys have a good day. Keep warm.
NAWCD, monitoring statewide one.
Is this where all the cool kids are now?
KCAKJL.